Here is the English translation of the provided text. Note, the original text is already in English. Exclusive. U.S. moving fast to expand Chevron's Venezuela license. Energy Secretary Wright tells Reuters. White House seeks emergency power auction for largest U.S. electric grid. U.S. not currently considering using Venezuelan oil in exchange to fill strategic reserve. Energy Department says oil prices settle up as U.S. begins holiday weekend. International oil companies push for quick reforms in Venezuela to give them control over oil exports. U.S. Energy Department explores Venezuelan oil exchange for SPR, Reuters. Kyiv has only half of the electricity it needs, Mayer says. Canada's Carney hails warmer ties with China and signs energy pact. BAFA says silver is vastly overvalued, but retail demand could lift it to $170. Ukraine able to meet only 60% of electricity need after Russian attacks. Southern California, Edison sues Los Angeles County, others over Eaton fire. Netflix, Warner Bros. Bonds among $100 million purchased by Trump. NVIDIA suppliers halt H200 output after China blocks chip shipments, FT reports. Wall Street ends little changed before long weekend. U.S. rail regulator says Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern merger filing incomplete. Google asks U.S. judge to defer order forcing it to share data while it appeals. California demands Elon Musk's XAI stop producing sexual deepfake content. Top U.S. immigration judge says bond hearings should be denied despite court rulings, documents show. Exclusive, TikTok to tighten age checks in Europe as regulators ramp up pressure. U.S. manufacturing production rises on primary metals surge. Outlook unclear. U.S. home builder sentiment eases in January amid affordability constraints. Industrial production steady, outpaces forecasts. Canadian housing starts rose 5.6% in 2025 as December beats expectations. Deutsche Bank raises UK GDP growth forecast for 2026. Iran protests abate after deadly crackdown. Residents and rights groups say Finland's central bank sets tougher climate targets for investments. Foreign holdings of U.S. treasuries at all-time high in November, but China pulls back. Weekly U.S. jobless claims fall unexpectedly, but labor market treading water. Wall Street banks face test with Trump's call for credit card rate cap. Fed's Jefferson says he considers Powell to be of the highest integrity. At Fed in 2020, division. Independents were concerns in the face of pandemic. Fed's Jefferson says current policy stance well-positioned. Analysis, Musk's Starlink faces high-profile security test in Iran crackdown. India's budget likely to stick with fiscal discipline. Venezuelan banks to receive $300 million in oil revenue from Qatar. Markets react as Trump moves to keep Kevin Hassett at NEC, not Federal Reserve. EU executive weighs idea of quick but limited membership for Ukraine. Texas homebuilder to launch crypto rewards after SEC greenlight. Nextee brings Kiss of Life to life, debut VR concerts on the ultimate Web3 entertainment platform. Bitcoin price today, subdued at 95K on US crypto bill speed bump. SMX opens Kraken account as part of treasury strategy. Senate Dems from committees will meet with crypto trade groups tomorrow, CoinDesk. Litecoin falls 10% in bearish trade. Bitcoin price today steadies at 95.5K with U.S. crypto market bill in focus. USDT0 becomes the largest and fastest growing cross-chain liquidity network, $63 billion moved in 1 year. DYX Foundation publishes 2025 Ecosystem Annual Report. OpenServe and Neol advance enterprise-ready AI reasoning under real-world constraints. Rocket Doctor AI upsizes private placement to $4.5 million. Kathy Wood's ARK sells Kratos defense stock, buys Oklo and Trimble, Itafos, appoints Joseph McConnell to board of directors. PJM board outlines plan for integrating data center grid loads. Fastenal declares quarterly dividend of 24 cents per share. Site Centers sells partnership interests in Deer Park Town Center.